Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Final hour of today's program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Marlins, they'll continue their series with the Cincinnati Reds tonight. Yuri Perez on the hill for the Fish as they look to keep their road win streak rolling. They won their 10th straight away from Lone Depot Park last night. 7-10 is your first pitch from Great American Ballpark. And we'll see if they can keep it going. Yuri Perez on the hill tonight.
Out of curiosity, how many people watched that game? How many people were at the stadium?
I think in Cincinnati? Yeah,
they might be excited to play on the road because there's more people at the games.
It didn't look like it was that packed.
Okay. Dude. I was just curious.
What do we decide with this bet here? All right. Like, I got money pending.
Well, I have a confession to make.
You did it.
You already sent it in.
I sent it in. I couldn't help it.
I like it.
Because you want to know.
I didn't want anybody at Hard Rock being like, he's on to us, and they take it off the board. So it's already in. I've already bet it. That's my spicy. It's going to be my spicy better than that. If you guys did not listen to the first show, can I have my music?
Oh, yeah.
Because in case you weren't listening, we will give you our spicy Hard Rock bet of the night, which is sponsored by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida and the place to bet on your teams today and every day. Hard Rock Bet has props, parlays, and live play-by-play betting. And the no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't win, you get your money back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to play. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMITTED. Like to bet Summer League?
Be careful, though. It's spicy. Life is spicy.
I got greedy. Because plus 3,000 was too substantial to turn down in my eyes. Oh, even though it seems like the thing that we have to sweat the most, according to the odds makers tonight, is the Yuri Perez strikeouts. That's what is like. That's tilting the odds the most in our favor, or the most. They're beefing up the odds the most. But I finally put in my wager, and I'm going tonight. Marlins Reds.
All right.
I'm going Augustin Ramirez to homer again because that place is a Little League park and he hits like a moose. I got Yuri Perez to strike out at least 7. That's what he did last time. This Reds lineup, they slumping. We're also going to throw in there a little bone to Canada. We know we've had a tough time with you recently, Canada. You're very mad at us for owning hockey, but that's okay. Apparently, we own hockey, and currently you own baseball.
The team that has the Stanley Cup is the farthest possible spot away from Canada.
Yep. It's an even trade. We took your pastime. You took our pastime. So right now,
Did Toronto win in the 90s?
90s, yeah, back in the early 90s.
With right the original Guerrero.
Right now they're hot.
Right.
And so we're going to put the Toronto Blue Jays to win tonight in our parlay because they're playing the White Sox, who are awful.
I like it. I like it.
They haven't won since the coach that got fired down here was there.
Ozzie Guillen?
Yeah.
Well, did you see, rest in peace? Oh, no. Rest in peace to the great Bobby Jenks, their former World Series closer, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Big boy. He had a battle with stomach cancer, and he passed away over the weekend.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I played with a guy that had some kind of stomach issue and died.
Oof.
Eric Turner. Remember him?
Oh, wow.
Safety.
Oof.
On a positive note, with stomach issues and being able to heal up I saw recently Randy Moss, your boy, is returning to NFL on Fox. Mm-hmm. That's good. He's healing up. Happy to hear that.
Never knew what was wrong with him. Did they ever say?
I think it was
bile duct cancer.
Yeah.
I think is what they said.
Yeah. That was it for sure. I remember thinking, yeah. I didn't even know what that was. But glad to hear he's doing okay.
Yep.
I love him on TV too.
Yeah,
he's,
well, like the one thing I can say about Randy, he's been absolutely consistent as long as I've known him with who he is. Right? Every time you talk to him, every comment that he makes, everything he does has been true to who he's been. And whether I like it or not, I can appreciate that because he ain't a phony, right? And all the stuff that they would say about him at, you know, around the end of his career when he was going from team to team, right? Think about this. Have you ever heard a player say anything negative about Randy Moss?
Nope.
So that's where I go to when I want to know the character of a guy, right? I don't listen to people who had a bad experience with him or people that want to stand on their soapbox and look down on players and stuff like that. There's only a problem when your peers come out and say, oh, he was this or he was that.
And I think Randy would like us to moss this bet, which is why I've thrown in the Heat winning Summer League tonight.
Yeah!
Against the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah!
We got it tonight at plus 3,000.
Woo-wee! That's value, dude. That is
value, dude.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
But there's a reason why you got value. You know, you understand that, right?
Nope.
Me personally,
nope.
I think the hardest thing to get is going to be the home run.
Because really? For him to do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. Back to back. But if
he does. The strikeouts, that's a good call.
Yeah.
The Marlins, that's a good call. Toronto is a good call. But the home run is too iffy. Mm. Right? Like, it's too.
I wouldn't do it if it was at Marlin, if it was at Lone Depot. But the fact
Lone
that
Depot
they're playing
at. Cavern.
Yeah, the fact that they're playing at that Little League park, I still think he can get another one.
I love the way they just look at.
Why? Do you think I should have gone Stowers?
No, I just think they look at. I think sometimes they just look at the Google view of an area and say, yeah, we can fit a ballpark there. And they start building, and it's like, you know, left field is going to be 200 feet out. Let's make it 100 feet up.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. When they started building all these parks, it was like them, Philadelphia. It's like you hit a pop fly. It's out of there.
But my question is that why can't you build a park that's symmetrical around the outfield?
I don't know.
Like even Boston.
Don't know.
Like the deepest part of the field is a nook in right field.
There's
a nook. There's like it goes short porch, short porch, nook, center field, wall. Like, what are we doing?
Sorry, I'm not gonna lie. I'm distracted. They're doing a hat thing on Good Morning Football, and I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Isn't it Good Afternoon Football at this point?
At this point, they're probably just a replay of some sort. But I just don't like it. You know,
who is that? Kyle Brandt?
It looks like Fred Durst. I'm not sure really what's going
Washington.
On there.
All right,
I'm not liking the hat thing.
Lucas says, change Augustine to RBIs or go Stowers.
Too late.
Oh, okay. You want me to be a chicken, huh? We got guts over
saying,
here, dude.
I'm just saying from, like, looking at numbers and just figuring out, okay, how many home runs is going to lead this team? 30, 35 tops, right? So that means.
Better than I thought.
162 games. And 35 home runs at the most, and you're betting a home run, right? Yeah. He's not going to hit a home run in 127?
He's been killing the Reds all season, though.
Again, I'm just looking at the numbers. And I'm just saying that's why that would be the hardest one to get. The thing I hate about pitching numbers, though, is – you know, if dude get a blister, he's out. He could have four scoreless innings, get a boo-boo, and done. And he could be cooking at that point. So, yeah, but I don't even think that's the hardest one. You're going to strike some fools out. What does he say? It was 6.5?
6.5. He's got to get 7.
Yeah.
Which is what he had last time, which he had probably his best start of the season. You know, he's working his way back from old TJ.
Now, here's the kicker. There's too many variables on the pitcher, namely the manager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pitch count, right. So, yeah.
But I'm going with a slumping team. That's what I'm betting.
I understand. That's why I say I'm okay with it. When I discuss it, I'm okay with that. Because I can see bad team. He's been cooking lately. So keep it going. The home run thing. No, you're just being a killjoy as usual. No, I'm not. Like, don't let reality get in the way of your bet. Like, I'm like, yeah, they have something else being the hardest thing to get. The home run is the hardest thing to get. Just in general. Who leads the league in home runs?
Oh, no.
They have 30?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What's the oh, no?
I was trying to calculate what the odds would be tonight if I switched to Stowers' home run.
3,500.
But Hard Rock locked the no. Stowers has actually got better odds than Augustine, but not by much. Mm. But they've locked the Heat odds. What could that mean? Nowhere tonight.
Oh no. This is why. Huddle up.
I still believe in Dane Danger.
Everyone.
This is why.
All right, everyone.
We don't bet summer league games.
Break.
It's just like the people who say, I like the money on people betting for week one football games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Rookies.
I don't know, but Beasley, if there is nowhere. I'm just saying they locked the odds, so I'm wondering if somebody's out tonight.
Oh, that's maybe. All. Like, maybe there's idiots out there. They're going at Hard Rock Bet. They're going, hey, boss. We get a lot of action on this game.
Yeah, exactly.
More than we should be.
Maybe
lock it up.
Yeah, they're like, what's going on here? What's going on? It's like, we got ourselves a Beasley. We got ourselves a Malik Beasley here.
Really?
What? A lot of action on Summer League tonight. He goes, where is it? He goes, that guy who killed us on the Cal Raleigh Jazz Chisholm bet. I can't help it. I'm this spicy.
It's spicy.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch as you got the Heat back in Summer League action tonight. You got the Marlins in action tonight. You got Love Island back in action tonight. It's all happening for us, baby. What? Summer event of the year, dude. Wimbledon's going on too, yeah?
I've been watching, yes.
Have you?
They have an American on the men's side. Want to hear something pretty amazing?
Sure.
If he should happen to win Wimbledon, he will be the first American since Pete Sampras.
Wow.
25 years ago to win Wimbledon. Wow. That's crazy.
Man. It's that'll also upset them because we have the American winning in their club. Oh, they're going to win? You see how Tyler Hero got tricked by that British stylist?
I mean, tricked? How was he actually tricked?
He got tricked, dude. We found out how he got his eyes bleached. And this lady's like, we should bleach your brother. And he was like, huh? Hey, don't bleach it.
Listen.
Okay, hold on. Was that?
Also, I don't think that's British.
I don't think he knew what he agreed to. I don't think that he knew what he agreed to. I think that he went to that stylist chair, and because you're a stylist from a fancy land, that you feel compelled to do what they say. But especially when they talk about this.
Wait a minute.
I don't know what they said.
Hold on.
She specifically said that if you don't like it, you can just dye it back.
Yeah, that's always the out.
Time up.
Yep.
Are we saying, with a straight face, that we are going to get our hair done for somebody that sounds like a Peaky Blinder?
Yeah.
Did you see the video? She just sounds nothing like that.
She sounds like that.
No, she doesn't.
She, are you ordering it?
I think Tobin could be taking a nap in his favorite chair, and you could just turn on an English-speaking show, and he'd wake up.
Perhaps.
He'd be like,
I don't feel like he wanted to bleach his eyebrows, J-Fig. I think he wanted to be polite to the British lady, and also I think that her accent tricked her.
No.
I think you're right.
This is not a Leroy situation.
I think
where
he
you got duped by your daughter and your wife.
He was tricked too. He was tricked by a Canadian.
But he paid for it.
No, but I think that I think when you're
she was Canadian.
No, I was saying Big Spoon.
Oh.
No, I'm saying that I think when you're in a foreign land and you know you want to be polite with the culture there, and so he's over in England and he's doing a photo shoot, and the lady's like, "You better order, love it, bleach your eyebrows, Peaky Blinders."
I love how you can understand only two words. Bleach your three.
That's true though, because if an American stylist was like, "Hey, we should bleach your eyebrows," I'd say, "Shut up."
People do that.
Like, yeah, let's bleach your eyebrows.
That's stupid.
I don't think so. That's but now because you're in a foreign land, you're like, "We're gonna bleach your eyebrows." And I'm like, "Hey, you're the king. The king does it."
Well, I don't want to be offensive to the king.
My daughter said, "Make it blue again. Make it blue again." I'm like, right. "Stay away from me."
I bet you if a British stylist told you that, you'd be more inclined to dye it.
I would say absolutely not.
We're gonna make your blue beard, bro.
Figgy, can I hear your British accent? I think I just heard that. I think it's almost as bad as my Pat Riley.
You really thought? No.
I'm gonna make you know, if you was a British and Pat Riley at the same time. Speaking of, did you see this? You see this Simone Fontecchio? He did an interview. Now, I had to translate it from Italian, so I don't know.
Oh, he doesn't speak English?
No, he speaks English, but I think he's over in Italy.
So, you know what sucks? I don't trust you.
Why?
I don't trust you to have stuff translated, because by the time we get it, it gets Tobin translated, and we never know what the hell the person
is. What's translated, so... What does it say?
He said it to the Italian newspaper Centro.
Centro? Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's doing that interview in English.
Right. Okay.
But he said he was talking about the trade. He said, it's from Basket News. He said, honestly, it's still fresh news. I don't know what the plans they have for me. Haven't thought about it much. I already experienced the trauma of being moved from one place to another when I got traded to Detroit. I still see this as an opportunity to know the USA even better. And trust me, you're going to like Miami better than Detroit, dude. Trust me. When you go out and you see the sun in the middle of December, you're going to like it a lot better.
I mean, Italy's not that bad.
Huh?
Italy's not bad.
Yeah, Italy's not bad. I'm talking about freezing your ass off in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He said, I just got traded to the Pistons, and one of the first few games I played against Detroit was against Phoenix, where Kevin Durant was playing at the time. During a break in the game, Durant came up to me and said, "We tried everything we could to get you here, but we couldn't do it. It was a great show of respect from a champion of the game, and it made me realize how much he thought of me." So how about that? We basically got Italian Kevin Durant. Like, we didn't get Kevin Durant, but if Kevin Durant wanted Simone Fontecchio...
Dude, you need to stop.
No, I'm telling you right now.
You need to stop.
If Simone Fontecchio is telling you Kevin Durant wanted him...
In effect, you're saying we got Timu Kevin Durant.
No, I'm saying we got Italian Kevin Durant. Is Timu Italian?
No.
Wow. Good call.
No!
Those sizes are.
Yeah. No, sorry. Dude, I got a shirt one time. I had to get like 5X just to like fit a little loose. I'm like, what? Are they doing this on garden gnomes? Because their size chart is just terrible.
I'm just going by what he said, dude. People don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger.
We're telling you to stop.
If Kevin Durant went up to Simone Fontecchio and said, "Hey, we did everything we could to get you here because you're basically Italian me." That, I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? I'm supposed to ignore that? I mean, if you guys want to ignore it, I'll ignore it. But don't come, you know, Don't act like it's a surprise if Fontecchio starts pulling up from half court and you're like, oh, he's kind of like Italian Durant.
Hold on. This Simone Fontecchio character, little mix in them? Yeah, a little mix going on here?
I don't know.
Well, that'll tell me how athletic.
I'll let you know right now.
Yeah, yeah. Give him a quick look over if you can.
Because Oh, here we go. Italian basketball. Whoa.
Some of his best games against the Heat last year.
Wow.
He averaged 5 points a game.
Well, he was hurt, you know, not the same role last year.
Right, okay. Hold on, let me see.
Even Kevin Durant had down years.
Hey.
No, 5 points.
Though. Marcos?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
What's the least amount of points Kevin Durant ever averaged in a year?
23?
Imagine that. Like, oh, down year for Kevin Durant. Only 23 points this year. Oh, my God. Now, I'm seeing him with the long hair. Nope. That is all intangible right there.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what?
Kevin Durant averaged 20.3 points his rookie year, but since then, he's averaged at least 25 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw another picture and I changed my mind.
But if you convert it to Italy, it's kind of the same, dude. Italy.
How tall is he?
He's 6'7".
Ooh. Oh, so he's not even okay.
6'8".
All right.
He's like an Italian KD. Thought of that myself.
Exactly.
No, you didn't.
Nah.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Roy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. People didn't like Italian KD. That didn't go over well in the chat.
Absolutely not. I tried to warn you. Y'all don't listen to me.
I did tell you too.
Italian KD, first of all, KD's 7 foot.
No, not proudly, because he tries to lie to us.
That's because, you know why? Because when you came out of high school and college like that, the first thing everybody does is they don't look at your skill set. They look at your height and put you at center. So you don't tell them you're 7 feet. Then they say, okay, now he can play three.
Sounds like the strangest lie ever. Because
But it's true. It's true. Right? That's kind of what made Lamar Odom so unbelievable. He was 6'9", 6'10", and can handle the ball like a point guard.
Fontecchio's going to do things, dude. Spo's already cooking.
Really?
Sad is some of his biggest games against the Heat, too. Even going back to his Jazz days.
Biggest games against
the Heat. That's not true. I'm not, you know.
Who struggled against the Heat?
Who has struggled against the Heat?
Yeah.
Trae Young.
Yeah, but he's also a guard, though.
But he's an all-star, a multiple-time all-star.
All-star guard, though.
Paleo wants to know, any trade updates? No. No trade updates. I think the only thing that's like, you know, I guess a question is Terry Rozier going to be on the roster? Like, that's, I guess, because I don't know who's trading for him. I got to be honest with you. Unless that's a salary match, I don't know who the hell's training for Terry Rozier without taking another first round pick. And I will riot if the Miami Heat attach a pick to him when you already attached a pick to get him. So yeah. I would rather just say
that means Terry Rozier would have cost you 2 first round picks.
Yeah. I let me tell you something right now. JFig, go to the window right now for me, if you don't mind. And just tell Pat! If you attach another pick to get rid of Terry Rozier.
Another pick to get rid of Terry Rozier.
Tobin is going to be very upset.
Tobin is going to get very upset with you.
Wow.
Thank you, Jennifer.
That's good.
Did I deliver well?
No, that was great.
You did.
That was great.
Okay. You did.
You're welcome.
Hey, next time you use the service.
You hear that? Sorry.
Next time you use the service of Spirit Leroy, you make sure you get the okay from me.
Wow.
I wasn't using Spirit Leroy. That was Spirit Tobin.
He said Jennifer.
No. There's Spirit Tobin. Frog Bull.
Yeah, but his window doesn't face Pat Riley.
Mm. No,
his window faces Hollover Beach.
Yeah, but I could yell at them, put some clothes on! Is that good? I get the message across?
Yeah, can you go to the window for me?
Yeah, sure.
Tell them right now to put their clothes on unless we're able to trade Terry Rozier without giving up a first-round pick.
Put your clothes on! Or Terry Rozier's getting traded. Is that what you said? I think I butchered
that.
No.
See, look, you messed up because you didn't even put the microphone next to you.
First of all, if you say that, that means if they take the clothes off,
yeah,
Terry Rozier's going to get traded? Like, yeah, they're going to keep him off.
Remain naked, everyone in Hallover, please. From Tobin. Stay nude.
Can I just make a small point to that?
Why is it going to be small?
The people that are naked on Hallover Beach, in most cases, should not be.
Well, listen, we know that if they aren't supposed to be, you'll tell them.
Well, listen.
Put your clothes on!
Hey. There's a lot of, like, got to hold your hands up because everything is on the sand.
Oh. Okay.
Like,
dude, they got those high-pressure showers.
Oh, I do actually see a trade update.
Can I just tell you, that was some of your least amount of work.
What are you talking about, dude? That's that's radio genius.
That was one take.
Wow. I don't think you guys really appreciated the reverb on that. Yeah. So if you could run it back one more time, Frog Boy.
I got the power.
The first time I heard it, I did say there was reverb. So
look at that.
I heard it.
Pretty good.
Also, one take.
I'm going to hop on the remix. It's settled.
Yeah, because I'm not the lyrical Jesse Jackson, you know?
Jesse James.
Frog Boy is.
Jesse James.
My bad.
Yeah. Jesse Jackson is a preacher.
Well, that is a bit of a lyrical. That would also work.
Good with his words.
It's a big word for me, dog. But if Art God Savvy wants to lay down a verse. Yeah.
Hold on, listen. Let me give you a quick little preview. You think that I'm playing when I say I'm going to hop on the remix. I got the power like Norman. Finally, free agency is not boring. We got an all-star for sure, and I'm sorry we sent Kevin Love to the Mormons.
Wow.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Drop the microphone.
Hey, we got another verse. Hey, it sounds like we got another verse coming.
Guys, a remix.
But make sure that you have the chorus ready to go. Oh, yeah, that's because just so we know. So
the 2 seconds of work you did.
Yeah, just make sure we have that in there.
Make sure you add some reverb.
I got the power.
Crazy.
It sounds super good with Kanye West's Powell.
Powell. No one man should have Norman Powell.
Oh, man. We're back, dude. Love having a trade.
Yeah.
Action, so you think, out of curiosity, you think if there's any more moves to be made?
I think they're
going to try to package some, get a package where they can send Terry and Wiggins out of here. I think they really do.
I think it has to be a fleece for Wiggins. I think they're only trading Wiggins if it's like if they get a first round pick for Wiggins, for sure they're going to trade him.
I think they like Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah,
like,
which is,
they understand what he went through when he came here.
Right, but okay? if you get a deal that's too good to be true, you're like, you know, like getting.
You can say I trade Andrew Wiggins, but you got to take Terry with him.
I mean, Jesus, what is that? So we're getting LeBron back? Like, what is that trade? That's $50 million.
That's true.
That's a lot of money.
Which is probably why all the guys on that pay scale, which is probably why they can't do it, because they're going to end up with somebody worse than the guys you trade, or at least Wiggins. I think Wiggins, if he has a year to get comfortable, to get situated, I think he'll be fine.
Agreed.
I mean, it's like, man, we don't cut athletes a break for being human, right? You say, oh, that's just your profession. It still doesn't mean there's not human emotions in that. Moving all the way across the country, right? So me personally, I like his game. And I want to give it a shot. To everybody else, I understand because he's very streaky. And he goes from scoring 15 points in a quarter to scoring 2 for 3 quarters, which is nerve-wracking. I get it.
Yeah, but it's also if you have Powell here, there's not going to be as much pressure on him to score, which is good.
Right. Like I think it's one of those things where he'll give you more if you require less of him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you approach it like Wiggins got to be our second leading scorer, then you might not get what you expect. So, yeah, I think having Powell takes a lot of pressure off a lot of guys.
That's why we got the Powell.
How about this one?
Wait. Davion. Not only do we have the Powell, but I was sent this, and I promised I was going to put it up.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
Not only do we have the Powell.
A Powell Ranger.
The Powell Ranger.
Powell Ranger.
Powell Ranger.
Yeah.
Scoring time.
That's pretty good. It's scoring time? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, look at us. Look at us, guys. Look at us.
Bits, dude. Look at it. We're just a bag of bits.
We're just so good.
You're a bag of bacon bits.
Go back to Dick Storting Goods.
You know what? That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. I'm a Pantera fan. I'm a Florida Pantera fan.
Whoa.
No.
Vamos gatos.
Yes.
You Pantera bread fan.
Panera bread? Hold on.
Come and find me, motherfucker.